The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, happy Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And, you know, there's a lot of dads that are moms out there, too. So, okay, we understand. So, you know, happy Mother's Day to you guys, too. I mean, it's an important thing, you know. But really, I can't tell you. I mean, I lost my mother 8-9 years ago, I guess it was, and due to Alzheimer's dementia. But you know what? You know, cherish your moms. I mean, they teach you all the good stuff in life. I mean, my mom taught me how to fish, how to go camping, how to, work in a garden, how to cook. That's an important one. And she also taught me how to make my own booze. Oh, yes, taught me how to make my own booze. So, you know, that was a good thing. But, you know, she was always the person I could call, you know, at 3 a.m. and say, hey, because I don't think she ever slept. I said, Mom, you want to go perch fishing? She'd go, get here in a half an hour and I'll make you breakfast. Okay. But that was Mom. And so to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. And as a matter of fact, I'm doing this at the top of the hour because I don't want to run out of time. If your mother loves fishing or something, I am not exaggerating. I think the greatest gift I ever gave my mother, and it took me, I think, 35 years to figure this out. I gave her a new rod and reel combination. I didn't give her flowers on Mother's Day. I gave her a new rod and reel fishing combo. And I think that was the greatest gift. She cherished that. She loved it. You know, flowers are there for a couple of days and they get pitched. That fishing rod, she always, it was like, I got to get my rod. You know, it was like her pride and joy. So pick up Mom a new rod and reel combo. It's not going to, you know, it'll make her feel good. Besides, then you have to take her fishing because you bought her something like that, you know? Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let me tell you. First of all, you have to tell all your friends. I am not exaggerating. Tell all your friends to listen to us either on my website at chaunceysgreatoutdoors.com, or you can, you know, go to the ESPN app, download it for free off of your, you know, app file, whether you got Android or Apple. And, you know, it's a free download. And then just click on the Chauncey Great Outdoors picture. It's a younger, I always say it's my younger brother, you know. And that way you can listen to the show anytime you want or listening to it right now on the stream. So please remember that and keep us as the number one most listened to outdoor radio show. On this week's show, this really big shoe we got going on this week. Yep. First of all, we're going to have Mike Reynolds, our good buddy, turkey hunter, educator, extraordinaire. Oh, my goodness gracious. He is out turkey hunting today, so I had to tape an interview with him before he left for turkey hunting. And this guy is really good. We're going to be talking about turkey hunting and all the different things with the weather been so screwy as it is. And then we're going to have on Doug Eide. You're saying, who? Doug Eide. Eide's Guide Service. Great guide service just over the border, a lot of the southern lakes of Wisconsin and things like that, southeast Wisconsin. We're going to be talking about opening weekend and what we're looking at for the next couple of weeks, what activity and stuff like that. So you may even want to take a notepad and mark down his phone number and give him a call and set up a guide service, because you will really catch some fish and have a great time. And then we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report in the last segment of the show to talk about what my grandson Aiden is doing in the great outdoors fishing. I have no idea because I haven't opened up his file. And I open it and read it. That way I get the full Aiden effect. That's a very important thing. You know, one of the things that Captain Tony's out on the lake right now, and so we tried to give him a buzz, but you know, just went to voicemail. So obviously he's either too far out or the motors on the engine are running pretty loud. But he is absolutely having an unbelievable. When the weather's been good, and I mean, you know, he's gone out in 2 foot, 3 foot waves. That's not bad. If you've done it before, if you're a novice first time out, you know, you don't want to go out in a 3 footer. But the people that have been going out with Captain Tony, 5-man limit, 2 hours or less, 3-man limit, 1 hour and 10 minutes of coho salmon. And oh, God, I had some coho salmon. Baby, was it good? Had it there, you know, put it on the in the broiler, sprinkled some spices on it. Oh, God, they are so good. They are much better tasting than your Chinooks and your Lakers. This time of the year, you just can't get enough coho salmon in you. And besides, I think if you went to the grocery store, it would be about $12.99 a pound or something like that. So get some salmon and just eat a few pounds. But, you know, Captain Tony, I know he's been staying close in the shore. He's been running maybe 12 to 25 foot of water, and that's how, and everything's been close to the surface. Dodgers and flies, dipsies. I don't think he's run any downriggers right now, but, I mean, he's just, it's been absolutely unbelievable. So, you know, Captain Tony is going to be doing well and should be doing well. And remember, you know, if you are definitely interested in doing some stuff with him, you can go to his website at diamondghostcharters.com. Let me repeat that. DiamondGhostCharters.com, or just give him a call on his cell phone at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. So we did that. Real quick, boy, I'm gonna condense a 10-minute speech in about 2 minutes. An archery hunter up in Wisconsin last year received the first ever Hunter Ethics Award. This guy was out bow hunting, shot his deer. Deer took off, trailed it, lost the trail with the dark, went out the next day, worked at, you know, trying to find the deer, checked with some of the neighbor farmers. They allowed him to go on his property, did all of this stuff. He found this massive buck. As he walked up to this massive buck, this buck stood up and started to move. But it wasn't his buck. And so he, you know, made sure that the deer lay down. He harvested the deer. But he knew it wasn't his deer. So he asked the farmer's property and stuff like that. He actually found the hunter who originally took the first shot at that deer. And the deer would have passed in due time. But, you know, he just speeded the process, which, he, you know, you never want an animal that hurts. But what wound up happening is he gave that deer back to the guy. It wasn't his deer. Even though he, you know, took its life, it wasn't his deer. So he gave it back to the guy because it was a massive wreck. And he got Wisconsin's first ever Hunter Ethics Award. Gotta love that. Good guy, good guy. That's why hunters are always real good. Tell you what, when we come back, we'll be talking with Mike Reynolds. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service this season, with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. On Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go on a salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters. It's a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day with friends, family, and coworkers, all on Lake Michigan with a 2-, 4-, or 6-person charter. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other cast, except this time I hooked up.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
The dragon maw reel was smoking.
Monster bass.
Please don't break my line. The sun was coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know, today would be the day.
Monster bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, yeah, we're coming a little bit close to the end of the season up here in the northern zone for turkey hunting. Gobble, gobble, gobble. I say. No, that's foghorn leghorn, isn't it, Mike?
It is foghorn leghorn. Yes, it
is. I love that guy. I love foghorn. But, really, we've got my good friend Mike Reynolds, turkey hunter and turkey hunting educator extraordinaire. And when you get him, Danny Hayes, and me in the same blind, the turkeys don't need to get shot. They just fall over dead from laughing. Is that about right?
It is a good time. Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, this has been a weird season. This has been a weird, weird season. Because, you know, we had really warm days, and then it got cold, and it got wet. And it got, I mean, that all has to affect turkey hunting, doesn't it?
Yeah, let's don't forget about the wind, Chance. At the beginning,
that wind?
big winds, and sustained winds all night, which is unusual. We watched the turkey in the roost that was out on a point that had he was tree surfing all night long. I don't know; he had to have taken a nap during the day. because he could not have slept very well at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's the one thing is, you know, you're turkey hunting, well, any kind of hunting, but you're such involved in the elements, you know, and we only have that limited time from, you know, daybreak to about 1 p.m. It just, it'll drive you crazy to try to figure out what they're doing, because I think you were the one who said, if a turkey could smell, we would never be able to shoot one.
Yeah, it's not actually me, but I got it from the Southern boys that I used to know in my pro staff life. Yeah, they're convinced that if a turkey, as well as they can hear and as well as they can see, if they could smell us, it'd be tough. They say it'd be tougher than trying to get a deer.
Yeah, because they, you know, they are really good. Now, you said you saw them in the roosts, which means they were hanging onto a tree limb. And turkeys, most birds, what a lot of people don't realize is that when they go to roost or sit on an edge or a, you know, something in your backyard, even your bird feeder, when they wrap their claws around that stick, when they wrap their claws around it, there's a tendon in the back of their leg that locks them, right?
Yeah, when you see a bird that's squatted down on a limb or on a fence post or on just anywhere where they're perched and they're squatted down, God designed them so that when they squat down, a tendon locks their feet in place. That's why this turkey could be out on this windy point and not fall out of the tree. Mm-hmm. Between his feet being locked on the branch and his tail acting as a rudder to give him balance, he was able to spend the whole night in the tree. So they're relatively safe when their feet are locked, but it still can't be pleasant at all.
No, because you're getting knocked around by 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, that morning, I think it was Tuesday morning of opening season, mm-hmm. the first season, it was brutal. We didn't think there'd be any turkeys on that point. And it's a relatively common roost site. There's almost always birds out there. But this was a morning we went out to the blind, and we didn't expect much. And there was a guy out there, which kudos to him.
But you didn't expect him out there?
No. There shouldn't have been anybody on that point because it literally faces northwest, and the wind all night long was sustained at 20 miles an hour, and there were gusts, depending on who you listen to, up to 35. Mm-hmm. So he was getting beat up all through the whole night.
Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing about turkey hunting is, you know, they have their own agenda. Nobody knows what it is, but Mike and I have been out, and, you know, before opening day of turkey season, which was, 4 weeks ago now, yep. You know, and we're glass in this valley, and you could count 40, 50, 60 birds in this valley. And then opening day, it's like they moved to Iowa or someplace.
Yep.
It's like, what happened to them? Where did they go? And they just have an agenda on their own that is so, so hard to figure out. If we could figure it out, we'd have a turkey in 10 minutes. But, you know, if you got in your turkey, I know the Hayes family did real well. I think Danny got his turkey, his youngest daughter. Abigail got a turkey. Who else? I'm not sure if Berkeley got one or not.
I don't think Berkeley got one. Garrett got one. Danny actually got two.
Oh.
Danny had two or four come in and two left.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. You know, when you have two permits in your pocket, you could do that.
Yeah. He said he liked having two permits. He doesn't know if he's going to have two permits next year. He said he might spread it out because his hunt was over so quick.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. That's very true on that one. But, you know, the other thing, too, is they're such a stealth bird. I mean, we've been in the blind, and, you know, all of a sudden there's a turkey standing next to the blind.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm saying next to the blind, people, I'm not talking 20 or 30 feet. I'm talking maybe 2 feet. And, you know,
literally next to the blind.
Yeah. And my good friend, you know, Mr. Reynolds here gives me a little tap in the back of the head and he points down. I'm like, oh my God. You know?
Yeah. It's amazing for as big as they are. And I don't think a lot of people realize mm-hmm. the birds that we're hunting are probably between 18 and you get a big one at 25 pounds. but let's just say they average 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking through the woods, and sometimes you can hear them, like, because they have 2 feet, they sound like a person coming through the woods. But other times, they just seem to appear out of thin air. And it amazes me how they can be so quiet and so big at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, one of the things about turkey hunting is the toys. And I do mean the toys.
Yeah.
It's like, do we really care about turkey hunting, or are we just enjoying a time out in the field with the toys? I think it's the toys. And, I mean, there's so many different things. There's a slate call, which is a round stone or plastic that you rub a wooden dowel, for lack of better terms, against it, and it makes a noise. You can have a box call, which I like box calling because I think you get some really good tones out of it. And you're not as, you know, shaky with, scraping on a slate call. And then there's a mouth call. I'm getting better at it. Mike has been yelling at me for years, slow down, slow down. I have slowed down.
Slow down, slow down, slow down.
And, I have slowed down, but you can get that certain rhythm in it. And then there's probably a couple other ones that I'm not even thinking of. The gobbler, which is nothing more than a bellows that you shake and it sounds like turkeys gobbling. There's a spring hen box or something like that where you just push a button. That's the simplest one. I like that one a lot.
Pushpin. The pushpin call is my favorite call to give to somebody that doesn't know a thing about calling turkeys, because you immediately can do it. If you can push a button, you can figure out how to make a turkey sound on this call.
And that's why Mike gives it to me.
Yeah. And you forgot about my favorite call. I love a tube call.
That's right. Well, that's because you're the only person I know who has one.
Yeah. The Southerners call them snuff box calls. We call them tube calls up here. Yeah, that by far is my go-to call. I love that call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, just give that. And I cannot tell you. I mean, yes, you want to harvest the bird. It's great table fare. There's nothing wrong with this at all. But I just think the first time you ever, even if it's your 200th hunt, and you get out in that blind or you're laying up against a tree and you pick up that call and you go, give him a little call back, and then all of a sudden he calls back to you. It's like, oh, baby, it's on. I mean, just that is the excitement, right? That very second is what I do it for.
Yeah, I agree 100%, and I'm going to guess that 99% of the guys that hunt turkeys with any regularity will agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling the trigger and dropping the hammer on one is a great thing, and don't get me wrong. I agree with you. They make great table fare.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good, but just fooling them to the point where they answer you, and if you can see them, then you get them close enough, even if you don't get to shoot them, I don't have very many unsuccessful hunts because I don't gauge it by the number of birds I take.
Mm-hmm.
I usually think about, did I have a good time? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Did it get my adrenaline pumping? And if I answer yes to any of those questions, then it was a successful hunt.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know how to exactly say this, but when the Three Musketeers or the Three Stooges, me, you, and Danny, are in a blind, and we get that first call of a turkey, the three of us look at each other's face, and you could just see it in our eyes, like, oh, yeah.
I'm thinking the Three Stooges would be more correct. it's a comedy show. When the three of us are in a blind together, it's definitely a comedy show.
Mm-hmm. But oh, God, yes.
That's part of hunting for me, and again, I'm guessing 99% of the guys out there, whether they're hunting ducks or geese or, mm-hmm. or elk or deer or bear or maybe not bear because that's kind of a lone man sport. But any of the pursuits where you're with your buddies,
mm-hmm.
that's the most fun. I mean, you've duck hunted and goose hunted. Sitting in Timmy Seipold's blind, you'd sit there for a couple of hours sometimes with no action, and then all of a sudden there's action,
mm-hmm.
and it's great. But in the downtime, you guys are laughing and joking and eating and, mm-hmm. and ribbing each other. And that's the fun part about it for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. Well, yeah, I mean, this is the last season in the Northern Zone. Southern season's got
2 weeks yet, I'm pretty sure.
No, they're closed, Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it reversed. I apologize.
Yeah, you had them backwards. Yeah, they opened up a week before us.
They're shut down. And it's a great sport. It's a great – as Mike, under his guidance, under his calmness, under his – I can't say whatever, you and your brother, just have Bill Reynolds. You have taken me so far from being – the greenhorn doesn't know anything from anything to somebody who is not afraid to go out by himself if he wanted to, but it's always fun to do it with somebody else.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you have. You've come a long way. When we first started hunting together, we were no experts back then either. We're still not experts. We still learn stuff every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that ever tells you that they don't learn when they go out, then maybe you shouldn't listen to them, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always something to learn and there's always something new. But you were a very good student, and you've come a long way, and you've taken your fair share of birds, so mm-hmm. you know what you're doing.
And just to remember the comment that I got from a psychiatrist that worked for the Veterans Administration when I was teaching him how to work calls and stuff, and I told him how addictive turkey hunting is, and he says, "It's crack cocaine with feathers, Chauncey."
Yeah, it is addictive. The good thing about it is, if you go out once and you don't like it, maybe give it another try. Mm-hmm. But if you don't like it after the second time, you probably won't like it. But I've not, in all the years that we did seminars, and I had been doing seminars since the mid-90s, I've only met one person that said, it's not really for me. Most people come back and go, "Oh my God, I can't believe how much fun it is," or mm-hmm. "Oh my God, my buddy and I had such a good time, and
yeah.
we missed, and we did this, and we did that." And it happens to everybody. The missing part, and I can give you a quick story if you have time. This past season, I was out first season. I was in the blind by myself. I had birds gobbling. I had birds come up the ridge towards me. I also had a small herd of cows on the same ridge with me. And while I had a strutting, gobbling bird at 11 yards, that I had my gun up, I had my safety off, and I was ready to shoot him, I had a cow at 5 yards in direct line with this turkey. And I will go to my grave convinced that this cow and this turkey had a deal going. The cow blocked for the turkey, kept me from shooting him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he faded away, the cow moved off to my left. And I don't know if they communicate, but it sure seemed like that cow did not want me to shoot that turkey.
That was his buddy.
Yeah.
That's a great story, Mike. That's a great story. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Chauncey. I appreciate it.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 186 6th Street, South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is celebrating with two great programs. One is the Lund Bonus Days to get a certificate for $500 on the purchase of a select 2025 model with a Mercury outboard. Or check out the Lowe's Set for Summer Sales event and make your summer fun one you won't forget. Find that durable, trusted Lowe that you've been dreaming of with a Mercury outboard with the best sale of the year that ends May 31st, and you can save up to $4,000. So whether you're looking for a new Lund or Lowe powered by a Mercury outboard, or you want a fun certified used boat from Waterworks, call them at 708-798-9700 or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and get ready for a summer full of fun on the water with Waterworks Marine.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
We are the keepers of the wild. America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie. Some
call it a... Hi there, this is Chelsea Cardin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, I'm careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I'm speaking to a guy who's just like a good hunting dog, but he sits on a boat and he can smell where the walleyes are. He can sniff where the crappies are. He knows where that smallmouth bass is in because he sniffs the air and he can tell you right where they're at. We've got Captain Doug Idy from Guide Idy's Guide Service, which is a great inland fishing service on, Jesus, so many lakes, right? I mean, Geneva, Delavan, Ballou, but Como. I mean, it goes forever. Doug, but you love fishing Delavan in Geneva, don't you?
Delavan's 2 minutes to the boat launch from my driveway.
Well, that's a good reason to like it, then.
Absolutely. Well, so being a fishing guide, the times you don't have trips and you want to stay tuned in on a bite,
mm-hmm.
come home, eat dinner, I got the boat in the water in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of hard not to tune that in.
Oh, yes it is. But now, we just had the opener for Wisconsin, okay, which means game fishing is open on the inland lakes, you know, not the rivers, it's open year-round. We had that with your good buddy Adam, the conversation last week. But, you know, you on these inland waters, it must be a challenge just to try to figure out with air temperatures, water temperatures, wind.
God. Okay, so we'll talk about a typical week in Wisconsin, and I know that you're not that far south of me.
No, not at all.
Starts at 35 degrees in the morning. about 8 o'clock, it warms up to about 40. About 8:30, the east wind comes at 20 miles an hour. By noon, it's 40 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, you'll have that, you know, consistently for 3-4 days, and you'll be like, oh, my God, it's not windy today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's not windy, you better tarp everything down because we're going to get 2 inches of rain. So Mother Nature has been brutal again this year. But actually, my water temperatures are coming up. Geneva was 52 Friday when I was on it.
Mm-hmm.
Delavan was, well, so everybody's going to tell you different things, but I can tell you this. At 6 in the morning, Friday morning, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning, my locator said it was between 57 and 59.
Mm.
You get yesterday afternoon where, you know, you got the sun beating on the top of the water. Well, we got off, it said it was 62, which I know that's just the first few inches of the water getting warmer.
Mm-hmm.
But surprisingly enough, Delavan has been very good to us. A lot of big females that are just fat with eggs. I put a bunch on Instagram the other day,
mm-hmm.
or actually last night. It looks like we're going to have a real healthy spawn this year. It's been weird. It's either a 3 or 4 pound large female,
mm-hmm.
or it's them 12-inch males.
Mm.
So
okay.
They've been pretty good. I haven't chased much else. Phone keeps ringing for bass, but like it always does around the opener.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard for me to not chase them. And right now, we're not in that normal spring pattern where water's getting into the low 60s, where we're getting 40, 50 a trip, but we're still getting 20, 30 a trip. So we're not mm-hmm. dying. We're not doing the best, but we're definitely having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's happy. That's all that matters. And the phone's ringing. So
yeah. And, you know, Mother Nature is never the same 3 minutes in a row, okay? You know, I would imagine that with this cooler spring that we're having, and, you know, I know you guys got hit with a lot more storms than we did, and you got some cold fronts that were, like, massive. But, I mean, you know, that's not giving a chance for those lakes to warm up, because once those lakes start warming up, you see weed growth, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's the important thing, too, because when you get that weed growth, you're going to start pulling in a lot of fish from hanging a little bit deeper because they use the weeds to hide in. That's why they come into shore. Well, they come in to spawn and everything else, but, you know, they're like, eh, you know, I don't want to be in shore with something with bigger teeth than I have going to come and eat me, you know?
Well, so me and my brother Ed, Friday about noon, we went over to Geneva so we could grab lunch for the way home, so we stopped and grabbed 8 gills real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving around, and I was like, you know, a lot of these places that usually have standing weeds right now just don't have them.
Mm.
I think we're, if you take the last couple of years, I just think we're a couple weeks behind. But if you notice, we had a better ice cap this year than we've had in the last few years, too.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, a lot better.
Well, our ice fishing season was just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I get a couple more like that, and if we made memories for a lot of people, it was mm-hmm. very enjoyable. But no, we did drive around Geneva. Bass were scattered; they weren't consistently schooled up. Smallies were starting to be some of the smallies we've seen in the 14, 16-foot edge were actually paired up. And I thought, I think it's just a couple degrees cold for that, but they do what they're going to do, and
when they're going to do
books
it.
I read.
Yeah.
Right.
They do.
This one thing I've noticed, the fish do not read the same books I read. But I thought that was a little bit early, but no, I just think Geneva needs a couple more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, if Delavan's producing what it's producing, and we're making memories like this,
yeah.
And again, the car's not even warm when I put the boat in the launch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to not go to Delavan.
Oh, no. And you know, everyone, we're talking with Doug Idy and Guide Idy's Guide Service. But, you know, really, when you go out with somebody like Doug, you know, this is what you need to bring. You need to bring in a couple layers of clothes because you need whatever you're going to wear, and then always have a rain suit or something that goes over everything. Even if you don't use it, it will help to keep you warmer.
And then if it gets warmer during the day, when as Wisconsin weather is, you could take a layer off. You know, that's okay to do. You needed your valid Wisconsin fishing license. You can buy a couple-day license or you can buy a year-round license. It's purely up to you, but have it before you get there. And you need to have a little cooler for your fish because Doug also believes in releasing in the grease besides catch and release, right?
Depends what we're doing, but yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. We run a lot of panfish. We run a lot of panfish trips during the week, and that's what I'm promoting.
Yeah.
If you're going to keep fish, we're going panfishing. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of putting a bass in my live well.
Yeah.
And I actually have had a few people where we've had the conversation where I'm like, I've explained it to a guy last year. I said, brother, that's one of my coworkers, man. I was like, you got to understand that. He's like, how does that work? I was like, I come out here and try to catch it. It bites. We take a picture. I let it go. It's called co-working.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know how many years it took that fish to get that big?
Yeah.
You know how many more kids are going to catch that fish or how many more anglers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want me to put you on some big crappies or some big gills?
Mm-hmm.
Let me do that for you. You'll be happier. They'll taste better.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I do understand it's people's right when they buy their license.
Right.
But we try to be, with the game fish, we try to be more catch and release.
Yeah. And you know, when you're talking crappies and bluegills and, you know, and we're not talking little bitty blues. We're talking slabber bluegills. I mean, those are so, oh, they're so good in a frying pan. Mm, yes, okay. But then the camera, you've got your cell phone, you got a camera, or bring a camera, but that's all those things. And you don't need to bring a pole. You don't need to bring anything. Just have the clothes, something for lunch for yourself if you're on a full-day charter, some cans of, you know, something to drink. It's always good to have a little extra cookies for the guide. I've learned that over the years, you know.
That's a fact. Well, that's the difference, you know, when we're done at 10, usually, you know, we're not really done at 10.
Mm-hmm.
But you start putting chocolate chips down my throat, and I quit looking at the clock. Because then I'm in my, you know, there's nothing like a thermos, coffee out of my thermos and a couple chocolate chips, and I dip them right in my coffee, too.
That's right. And, but, you know, when you got somebody like, and I only like to have guides on that are licensed by the state, insured, and have been doing it for years, so you know you're getting somebody of quality, and you have all the gear all set up, all the lines are fresh, the leaders are there, everything is done, and you've got what the fish are biting on in the boat with you. So why should you bring anything? Just show up with your clothes, license, leave the cooler for the fish in the car. And
honestly, I have this conversation a few times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Should I bring anything? What do you mean? Well, tackle-wise. Well, I'd rather you didn't. Why not? Well, I'm going to give you you're going to get some of the nicest tackle out there. I don't want to sit here and fix your stuff in my boat.
Right.
We're going to fish.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's even like Lund gives me this beautiful boat mm-hmm. every year. Well, they don't give, but they definitely take care of us on it.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'd be out in this thing all. Man, I hate the boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
I want to catch fish. I love being in the boat. I don't like the boat ride because I want to stop. I want to be on fish. I didn't come out here to drive around.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't want to fix your tackle.
Oh, yeah.
A good one. Hey, well, I've had this pole for like 4 or 5 years. First cast, boom, there goes everything. I was like, what's that about? Well, maybe the line's a little bit old. Well, it's a little bit. Well, I haven't changed it before. Here, man, let's just put that away. I got you.
Thanks,
I promise. I got you.
Right.
You know.
So one of the things I wanted to ask you is if somebody wants to get a hold of you to set up a guide service to go out fishing on, you know, the hot lakes that are happening in southern Wisconsin, or and we're talking just over the border, folks. So we're not talking a 3-day, you know, trip up north. What's the best way to set up a guide service with you, ID?
Guide fishing.com
mm-hmm.
or 262-993-7729. One of my customers, when was the first time I talked to you? 5-6 years ago, Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, so we did, because I was doing really good on the muskies in the fall
mm-hmm.
on Geneva. One of my customers said, you know what, and I got him his first muskie, and I got his buddy his first muskie. We had a really good morning. And one thing he said was, I heard you on Chauncey's show, and Chauncey said, your exact words on the show were, he'll get you out, he'll get you on him, or he'll try to get you on him, and he'll have you home in time to watch the Bears game. You don't have to go to northern Wisconsin and drive 8 hours. And the guy said, after I heard that, he's like, I'm waiting for Chauncey to say the phone number again so I can call you.
And the phone number is 262-993-7729. And if you go online to guideidefishing.com, you're going to see some great photos, and it's just a great time to go out with somebody that who's going to be. You're getting a new friend in the great outdoors when you go out with Doug. That's all I'm going to tell you, everybody. You're getting a brand new friend that you're going to go out many, many times in the future. Doug, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Hey, Chauncey, it's been a while, man. It's really good to talk to you, buddy.
Good. You've been listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18663 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is celebrating with two great programs. One is the Lund Bonus Days to get a certificate for $500 on the purchase of a select 2025 model with a Mercury outboard. Or check out the low set for summer sales event and make your summer fun one you won't forget. Find that durable, trusted low that you've been dreaming of with a Mercury outboard with the best sale of the year that ends May 31st, and you can save up to $4,000. So whether you're looking for a new Lund or low powered by a Mercury outboard, or you want a fun certified used boat from Waterworks, call them at 708-798-9700 or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and get ready for a summer full of fun on the water with Waterworks Marine.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
Mm-hmm.
Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
He ain't got no ambition. I got ambition. I'm going to go catch some fish. That was my daughter, Sarah. I love hearing her voice in the morning on Saturdays. It just does my heart real good. Hey, a couple of things before getting into the fishing reports.
Do you remember about a month ago the big ice storm that went through Wisconsin and really hit upper third of the lower peninsula, Michigan, and the upper peninsula? I mean, we're talking millions of acres were wiped. I mean, branches down everywhere. Well, when you get branches on the ground and not a whole lot of rain, you get a fire code danger that's way too high. So please, it is very important that, you know, you check if you live in these areas or you've got a summer place that you go up to these areas. You know, a lot of them, they're asking you not to burn because the fires will get out of way and just take off. So they've got certain areas. Chipping debris and using it for landscaping, that's a lot better idea too. But, you know, you really have to be careful. The areas that, you know, are allowing burning and stuff, when you have you're burning stuff, you don't, well, you know, I got to go inside, you know, get a cup of coffee, go to the bathroom, whatever. No, you don't leave the fire. You do not. I don't care how big it is. You do not leave the fire. It's very, very important. And keep your burn pile small. You don't have to have, oh, I'm going to throw all the stuff and burn it. No. Keep them small, you know, and that way it's much more in control. Have buckets of water or a garden hose or whatever. But please, I mean, these parts of Michigan, I mean, they are like a tinderbox. And if they take off, it's going to be even worse than all the ice that, you know, took down millions and billions of branches out there. It's really, it's, you got to watch it. I mean, you just have to. And the other thing too, when you're burning these things, don't go, oh, you know, honey, go get the garbage bag. I'm going to burn all the plastics and, you know, foam and, you know, that stuff could be, you know, toxic. Don't do that. That's why we put things in recyclables and garbage cans, et cetera. And, you know, we take it to dumps. It's, you know, don't just burn it because you're just throwing more stuff into the air. It's very, 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 you know, important to do that. But that's on that front. I can't tell you how much fun I had on Thursday. You're like, Chauncey, you have fun every day of the week. Right? Yeah, Hannah's looking at me going, yeah, he does. But on Thursday, I met up with a couple guys from the IDNR, Seth and Scott. And I also met up with the Forest Preserve District below the main dam at Bussy Lake. When I go fish Bussy Lake, 90% of the time, I will fish below the main dam. Why do I fish below the main dam, Chauncey? It's just a creek. Well, we went down there. We got 19 muskies that we shocked and put them in the boats, you know, in highly oxygenated water, et cetera. And then we moved them back up into the main lake. They, you know, they'd come over the top of the dam. There was one 40.5-inch muskie. We're going to be posting photos on it in a couple days here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Facebook page. But, I mean, a 40.5-inch muskie. And, you know, that's over 20 pounds. And when you got 20 pounds of muscle, it was kind of fun to watch these big grown men getting their butt kicked by a fish. I mean, they are just strong. And they have teeth. But we also caught below the main dam 47 walleye. I'll say that again because I heard somebody's head bounce on the kitchen table. 47 walleye, 33 largemouth bass, and 2 northern pike. And a partridge in a pear tree. I mean, it's really, I mean, that was, you know, a survey that we do twice a year. And we take all these fish, put them back in the main lake. And it's like a recycling program, I call it. But really, isn't that unbelievable? That is unbelievable. And that's Tampere Lake, and that's fishing right in, you know, probably within an hour of your house, wherever you are in Chicago. Crappie fishing, I know, has been a little bit better at Saganaski Slough. You're starting to see some crappie being caught at Jackson Park. At Saganaski Slough, right at sunset, you'll see the parking lot in the very southeast corner by the dam. Fills up with people. Probably half of them aren't fishing. They're just out there to watch the sunset in a beautiful evening. I mean, you can't go wrong with this. It's just a really cool thing to watch, and I love doing it. A couple other things. We got to get to the Aiden Fishing Report, so I don't forget it, which is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Give them a call. Say, hey, Chauncey told me to call you guys. You got some good deals on boats. And the staff there will set you up, and if you need some work done on a boat, do the same thing. Here we go. Aiden said, Papa, Dad and I went out to South Haven right after school one day because he wanted to check it out. Most fishing was pretty good, I thought. Guys in boats were catching fish from 15 to 90 feet of water. We stayed closer and caught mostly coho salmon. But the guys that went out deeper caught lake trout and king salmon. Spoons and small crankbaits are catching most fish right now. The boys on the pier, oh, now they're boys, on the pier are also catching some coho salmon, but fishing somewhat slowed down for those people. But some fish are still being caught. Spawn and shrimp were catching most of the fish off the pier, and or they were casting spoons. Nobody reported any perch to me, so that's what's going on. Hope to see you in a couple weeks. Keep finding anything in the garage that I can use for fishing because we're putting our boat in the water on Saturday morning. Oh, the big boat's going in. Okay, that's cool. Cool, cool, cool. And the fishing report from Aiden is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, smallmouth bass and salmon, that's the basic staple on a lakefront. Perch are closed in Lake Michigan, Illinois waters until June 15th, so that means it's good to, you know, you start fishing on the 16th. Remember that. We're also seeing the chain of lakes, some lot of bass in the backwaters. If you check out the Blarney Bassmasters Facebook page, woohoo! Hey, boys are holding some nice stringers of bass, boy. Let me tell you, there. Fox River, we're seeing some catfish, also some smallmouth bass being caught on the Fox. My friend Dave Dewey said bluegill fishing has been all right. Most of the fish are being caught in the bays around the marina piers. Rock bass are starting to show up in the shallows, 5 to 6 feet of range. Fathead minnows and nightcrawler pieces are what you want to go with right now. Perch are also in the shallows and 5 to 6 foot. Smallmouth bass fishing, slow. Largemouth bass, a little bit sporadic. It's got to warm up, but you know what? If you stay close to shore, that's where we're finding a lot. We're catching a lot of our bass within 5 feet of shore. Whoa! Well, that's Hannah telling me we got to get ready for the baseball game here. I always like to leave you with the Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apensui Majawat. It says, Mother Earth gives her love in a special way to the women. The moon also gives special powers to women. She uses these powers to nurture, heal, and guide the people she loves and cares for. Wow. Pretty good, Apensui. Please remember, this Mother's Day weekend, whether your mother's here or maybe she's up in heaven fishing or enjoying the outdoors, we borrow it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, everybody. A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect...